I'm either going to get great evals or terrible evals, but let's do it. All right. Sarah Ford, welcome to 101 Visual Studio Tips. So the house rules. I'm going to do 101 demos in 55 minutes, or I'm going to try my best to do it. Please do not take notes. You have the handout, and all my content is on my website, VS2010 Best Tips. That's the tiny URL for the actual real version of this presentation and all my notes. Please hold all questions. I think that's a given. And lastly, if I do it, you all receive a signed copy of my book. And the coolest part about the book is that I donated all my author royalties to start a scholarship fund back home in New Orleans for Hurricane Katrina survivors. And Microsoft matched my donation. So we got the equivalent of putting 8 people through a 2-year degree. I have a very strong New Orleans accent. In fact, TechEd was just last week in New Orleans, so it has definitely come back. So, which might actually be good because we kind of like jump around with words, and so that's why you have your cheat sheet, because I don't know if anyone's going to be able to really follow my accent. And lastly, I tried this idea 2 years ago in Denmark. And I only got through 87 using Visual Studio 2008. So we're going to test the performance of Visual Studio 2010 and see if I can do all 101. All right. So on your marks, get set. And yep. So what I'm going to do is I got the little egg timer. And whoa. And as soon as I do start. Oh, yeah, maybe I should check the resolution. That was it. I'm fine. All right. I am Mox. Get set. Go. All right, so the first tip is how do you not accidentally cut or copy a blank line? How many of you have come along and you select some text, you hit Control Copy, and then you come up here and you hit Control V, or you hit Control C and then Control V, but then you get the blank line. It's really frustrating and annoying. You want to pull your hair out. So if you go to Tools Options, Text Editor, all languages, General, Apply Cut or Copy Commands, uncheck that. Now, next time I do this, Control C. Now I hit Control C again. I swear I'm being honest. Control V, and it ignores it. So that is tip number one. Tip number two is how to cycle through the clipboard ring. So have you ever selected some text, then copy some more text, and then you paste in, or let's say like I cut this guy, I hit Control V to paste that in, and then I want to go back one up the stack? You can't. Control Shift V, press it once for what you just got back, press it again to get that previous thing. It'll keep 20 on the stack, and it's a ring, so when you get to 21, you're back to where you began. Tip number three is how to use the undo stack. So I made a bunch of mess just now. Up here, if you can see it, there's this undo thing. It actually will say, I can go all the way back and say, undo all my past 5 changes. And you can also do the same with redo. Tip number four is something new for Visual Studio, is automatic highlighting. So if I jump over to this file and select MSAA object, notice that everything selects, and there's even a keyboard shortcut to go up and down it. Control, Shift, Arrow to navigate up and down. All right, tip number five, how to navigate forward or backwards. You notice that I jumped in files. Up here is to navigate backwards and navigate forward. So if I click this back, I'm going to jump back to wherever there was a drop marker. If I click forward, it goes back to where I just was. And here you can even select within a verifications file. I'm going to go to a specific line. You can even do that too. Tip number six, how to collapse a region with ease. Before you had to kind of get into the box, you can now double click within anywhere within. The other keyboard shortcut is Control MM. And then Control MM to get back. Tip number seven, how to reach a navigation bar via keyboard shortcut. Control F2 will jump you up there. Now the focus, the system caret, is in the verifier. If I press down arrow, you see how it is. Press tab again, I'm back that way. But tip number eight is even cooler in Visual Studio 2010. If I hit Control Comma, notice that I now have this navigate to. And here, let's say like I started a method that says mouse. I'm going to find all the things with mouse in it. I got a bird's eye view. Instead of using the navigation bar for a single file, I actually have the entire bird's eye view of the project, and I can jump to a specific method. So control comma, very awesome. Tip number 9, how to split a window and create new ones. So let's pump over to the this file. Window, new window. Notice that I have two windows, program 1 and program 2. I can also go here, drag this down, come over here to program 1, say new vertical tab group, and also split that. And here I have 4 views of the same file. And double click, get back to the known state. All right, tip number 10, how to show line numbers in the editor. So tools options, which I've already bound into a keyboard shortcut, because I'm going to do that a lot. Text editor, all languages, and line numbers, bam, and I got my line numbers. How to enable virtual space. Some people love this. It drove me nuts when I had to test this as a test on the editor. You can actually click when it, in virtual space is out. You can select things outside. I don't know why people want to do that, but you can. But another thing that's just even more bizarre is word wrap. And notice that you have these glyphs now when the words are wrapped. Tip number 12 is, all right, one more before I do that. Tip number 12, how to view visual white space. It's under Edit Advanced, View White Space. Why they will never make, I don't think they can make this a tools option because no one will ever remember where to go after being trained for years at an advance. But that's how you can view visual white space. If you want to change the color of this glyph and these dots, you can go to tools options, environment, fonts and colors. And here on the text editor, there's visual white space. And here you can change the default to something like green. Come on. No, it has nothing to do with, yeah, there we go, so green. All right, next is how to increase and decrease the text editor tooltip font size. So if I go back to, why didn't you change to green? I'll make you green. All right, text editor font size on tooltip. So you already saw my earlier prepping, so it's editor tooltip. And then there's a bunch of other ones here too, like alt text tooltips, like the output window, but text editor tooltip, statement and completion, but we'll show others later on. But let's say like you didn't want to increase or decrease the font size. You want to just quickly zoom in and out. There's a zoom control now because remember, it's a new editor. It's WPF, built with Managed Extensibility Framework. And here you can zoom in 400, get back to 100, or even type in something custom 125%. All right, tip number 16, how to change the text editor font size via a keyboard shortcut. Let's say you're using Visual Studio 2008, you can go to Tools, Macros, Macros IDE. And under Samples, there's an Accessibility folder. And these two macros, are, actually this whole macro is mine. It's my 133 long contribution to Visual Studio. And what's cool about these two macros that ship in the box is that you can go to Tools, Options, Environment, Keyboard, and under Macros, you'll see these two. Increase, we can keep binded to something that I know won't be conflicting, and decrease, and hit OK. And now, so let's say like we're back in 2008, I can quickly increase and decrease the text editor font size. So that's a cool one. Tip number 17, you've probably already noticed that with the with this guy, visual white space. What's the difference between automatic and default? Automatic means it's coming from something else, meaning the operating system's fonts and colors. So it's coming from, this is coming from Windows. Default is what Visual Studio says the default should be. So that's why Windows here, the fonts, the default text is black, but Visual Studio says this should be blue. And, some, like the plain text, now this even gets more crazy, is that the default for Visual Studio is set to automatic, meaning that plain text will try to always go to, you know, will always by default go to whatever window says it is. So that's the difference there. Then you always want to know that. Tip number 18 is how to print boldly. So under text editor, have you ever tried to print something in boldly? You set up your editor and it's all beautiful and you go down to the printer and bam, it's like, looks like you haven't spent any amount of time on it. That's because you need to set it here in the printer. And even though this, there's a new button here, use dot, dot, dot. And when you click that, you can say either use the defaults, the Visual Studio defaults, or whatever your beautiful text editor settings were. So that was tip number 18, how to print boldly. Tip number 19, how to use box and column selection in the editor. Oh, how I love this one. This has been there for ages, and it took us forever to figure out that it was there. And I need to turn off word wrap before I lose my mind. Text editor, all languages, word wrap. Thanks for playing. All right, so this has been there for forever. Shift, Alt, arrow key. Have you ever wanted just to select straight down line of code? Now, you've been doing this since 2002. So that's tip number 19. But tip number 20, notice there's a very, very thin line down. I can start typing. Multi-line edit, new in 2010. Yes, yeah, so you can clap. It's not going to slow me down. All right. Tip number 21 is how to format the current document. Have you ever pasted in code? And it looks like, let me jump to a different file. Have you ever pasted in code? And it looks something like this. And you're like, I just want to fix it all up. Control K D, bam. It's under Edit, Advanced, Format Document. There's also Format Selection, but who cares? Format Document will go just as fast. Trust me, I used to test this. I used to try to get Format Document to slow down, but you have to get beyond a reasonable scope. You got to get to like Stephen King's The Stand, one file, then you can. And trust me, I have seen it. Tip number 22: you can remove unused using statements. How perfect! We're already there. Right-click, remove unused using statements, bam. That will save you light years of time, if you can do that. All right, tip number 23, how to remove a project from the start page. Finally, yes, can it be too good to be true? Let's see, I don't care about this, remove from list. That's another one we can do. All right, tip number 24, bookmarks. So if you ever want to bookmark something, you can do Control-K-K. And notice that there's a little glyph here, and you can even go to View Bookmark Window. This is just a way for you to keep track of just for you, that you don't have to worry about the task list, where you actually have to edit the file itself. Bookmarks are just for you, for me, you would be able to keep track of things. Maybe I want to be able to say bookmark, I don't know, Max Roll. This is good. Let's search for that. I don't know how many years I spent using Visual Studio and never noticed this Bookmark All button. So now when I click it, there's all the bookmarks. So now I can do a Control A and delete all those bookmarks. Yes, go away. And bam. So that is tip number 25. You can bookmark all your quick find results. Tip number 26, how to increase the IntelliSense font sizes. So again, tools, options, environment, fonts, and colors. This was new for IntelliSense. Oh, yeah. The text editor, statement completion. Those are the good ones. All text tool windows. Next is tip number 27, how to increase the environment font. This came out in 2008. This is a way to override the Windows default text sizes. So you might notice that up here that my tools and architecture, they're slightly bigger, and even my Solution Explorer and my Tree View in the Solution Explorer is slightly bigger. That's because I have the environment font set to be higher. All right, tip number 28. How to toggle statement completion tabs by keyboard shortcut. For those who've ever noticed this, let me pop somewhere. Yes, see, try. Notice that there's a comment and an alt tab. If you want to toggle, it's alt, period, and alt comma. Those are the keyboard shortcuts for that, in case you ever wanted to know. Tip number 29 is new. So let's say I'm typing along, and I want to do substring matching. You can. I can type in count. And notice it's going to find, even though count's not the beginning with, it's at the end. It's now IntelliSense will do substring matching. Additionally, it will also do Pascal matching. So CBS, checkbox state. So that's tip number 29. Tip number 30, have you ever been typing along and you're like me that I want to type in something get and then I hit the open paren? I'm like, no, IntelliSense, you work for me. I tell you what to do. I don't want get hash code. You can now toggle it. And where did it go? What is this? Test item toolbar. I don't need that. Here it is. So now that is called toggle between suggestion and standard completion modes. So me dot, and now notice there's this bar here. Now when I type in GET, IntelliSense listens and it obeys. And that was Control L to cut a current line, so you get a free tip there too. So tip number 31, you can start a tippet by pressing snippet or pressing tab. So let's pop over to this guy, because it's just faster. And let's say, like, I want to do a CW. Come on, IntelliSense. All right, so it doesn't like this font size. But if I go down to C, I'm going to just show y'all. CW, see that there's a partial file. So CW is the name of the snippet, or at least the shortcut. So I press tab once to ignore IntelliSense, and press it again to insert a snippet. So that snippet, tab, tab. So tip number 32, how to browse new code snippets. So in 2005, we introduced the idea of code snippets. So Tools Code Snippet Manager, you can see all the code snippets for a particular language. But what's new is JavaScript and HTML. So let's see what's got under MVC2. Let's say that this is a cool code snippet. You can actually go to the XML file itself, like you see me doing here. File, open file, and then I can pop over to it. Tip number 33, how to insert a code snippet around a block of code in C#. So let's say I wanted to do this multiple times. So I can just select this code. Then I can go up to Edit, IntelliSense, Surrounds With, and it's also available in the context menu. And I can say I want a C# for loop, and there it inserted it around it for you. And that's also available in 2008. Tip number 34 is behold the power of incremental search. Go back to. So let's say I want to find all those MSA object, this word here, or I want to find it all throughout this file. A very powerful search in Visual Studio is incremental search. You press Control I. Notice that the mouse pointer becomes binoculars with a green arrow pointing downwards. And also notice that the status bar now changes to incremental search. Now if I start to type MSA object, notice that it's typing along with me, and if I make a mistake, it says, hey, not found. I can even hit backspace and get back to having a match. So you're in a hybrid editing mode, and you can hit Control I to go down and Control Shift I to search back up. So very powerful search if you want to stay within the current scope of your editor. You don't want to have all this UI everywhere in front of you. Tip number 35 is use Control F3 to search for the currently selected word. Am I really already on? Yeah, I guess I am. All right. Tip number 35, Control F3, the currently selected word. So let's say MSA, verify MSA object. Hit Control F3. Oh, it's not going to find it. Let's do the object again. So notice that it's now searching for the currently selected word, Control F3. If you do not like that behavior, you can go to Tools, Options, Find and Replace, and uncheck Automatically Populate Find What from the editor. Tip number 37, you can use F3 to search for the last thing you searched for. So this Find Comma box, and we're going to come back to this later because it's really cool. MSA object, let's say like I know I just searched for something and I don't want to hunt and peck for it again, or heaven forbid use Control F and type it in again. You can just hit F3 and it'll find it again, or Shift F3 to reverse the search. Tip number 38, you can customize what find and files look for. So if incremental search is very powerful but limited in scope, the other end of the spectrum is find and files. It is the Swiss Army knife of searching for Visual Studio. It's right up here. So when we open this guy, there's also, so you can see the scope. But let's say like we want to go beyond that. You can click this innocent looking dot 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 button. And it's called Choose Search Folders. Now, this is where a world of search opens up for you. And here you can say, like, yeah, this is a little MSA Verify testing tool. But let's say, like, I want to search without beyond the scope of this project. So I can select this this project. And I can even call a test app. Hit Apply and OK. And now, let's say, like, I want to find a word, child count. And I can even specify the options. Like by default, you get something like this. A lot of people don't know you can actually come in here and hit star VB. And then search results. And you can even have multiple result windows. So now I hit find all. I see I have to scroll all the way over, but I see now when I double click this, there's this push button. And notice this push button doesn't appear here in the list. It lives outside of the solution. So that's a very powerful search. But isn't it frustrating How many of you use Finder Files and you have to scroll all the way to the right, and isn't that like drive you crazy? Like who, like, you know, didn't they use this feature? So I'm your new best friend of the hour. So under HKCU, and please edit your registry at your own risk, under HKCU current user, all the way on Visual Studio /10.0/find, and this will work for Visual Studio 2008 as well, there is a find results format key that you can set in. And you can give it like how you want the search to appear, but I'll let you read about that on your own. And so now, when I do the find and files again, child count, everything's the same, find all. Now, what's happened, I told it, I just want to see the file name and the line and column location. So now you don't have all that gobbledygook in front. All right, tip number 40. You can use Control Alt down arrow to drop the file tab channel. So this is file tab channel out here, and then there's this arrow that comes here, and then you can select. But you can also do Control Alt down arrow, and then you can even, it even supports type ahead selection. So if I type in MY, notice that it jumped in my push button. Tip number 41, all these came in 2005. Tip number 41 is that you can close all but this right here. Now don't save any of this. You can also do copy full path, tip number 42, the meaning of life. And this tip is so awesome, it might as well be. This saves you ages instead of going to the property browser and trying to get the full path there. Tip number 43 is also even better, open containing folder. And you can also open containing folder from within the Solution Explorer as well. Tip number 44, how to close just the selected files you want. Let me pop open a bunch of these. So under Windows, there's Windows Windows. And I had to ask, why do we have Windows Windows? You know, this is no longer the Windows 3.1 days. But the actual use for this is that you can Control Shift click a few of these. And if I hit Close Windows, and then save. Okay, now you can select just which files you want to close. Also, because I'm feeling brave, if you ever notice that this little bar appears over the triangle, that means that you have more files that have fallen off than are visible on the file tab. That's just a parlor trick to impress your friends. All right, tip number 45, how to use the IDE Navigator. This came out in 2005. Control-Tab, hold down the Control key, and now you have a bird's eye view of all the tool windows and files in your project, or in Visual Studio. So you can select assembly.info, and there I am, or exceptions.vb, and there I am. Some people despise it. They want the old-school Control-Tab behavior back. If that is you, you can go to Tools, Options, Environment, Keyboard, and under Show Commands, or actually faster this way, hit Control-Tab. You see it's window.nextDocumentWindowNav. What you do is say window.nextDocumentWindow, and you can bind that, hit Assign, and then the IDE Navigator goes away. I used to test it, so we're keeping it. All right, tip number 48 is how to disable statement completion. If you've ever wanted statement completion to go away, you can go to Tools, Options, Text Editor, All Languages, General, and Auto List Members. You want to check that, and then you won't get the statement completion anymore if you ever, or the same if you want parameter info to go away. But I tend to like it. Tip number 49, how to customize what a tool window push pin does. Some people want it, when I pin this, they, let me get another tool window. If you will do class view. Class view. Some people, if these guys are both out, some people want the push pin to only do class view. So what we can do, and keep the Solution Explorer hidden, so what you can do is go to Tools, Options, Environment, and Documents. All right. No, it's General. And here, Auto High Effects, Active Tool Window Only. And same with the Close button. So now, but we have that check now. So now when I pin Solution Explorer, go. The Solution Explorer just hiding from me? It is not helping. So yeah, here, oh, it's just hidden. Is it the whole group? Oh, my timer. My timer. Let me get the property browser up here. I'm like, where is this going? This is not helping me. All right, so here, more free tips, how to use the docking panel. All right, there we got the Solution Explorer. All right, I should really run through this with the timer. So now that I am pinned here, see that the Solution Explorer stays. How to show, tip number 50, how to show auto-hiding tool windows with an auto-hide channel. So there's actually an auto-hide channel. Let's put all these guys in here. So if I come over here and right-click in this margin area, I can actually see everything that's being auto-hidden, and I can pop that out. Tip number 51, how to redock a tool window via keyboard. So if I take this tool window, oh, I'm halfway through. I can hear the folder, hear the pages turning. Right. If I take a tool window out here and I hit Control double click, it will redock it. Before it was just a double click, but because of some new features, which we'll see soon, very soon, if you double click now on 2007, it'll maximize it. So you want to do Control double click to redock it. Tip number 52, you can maximize a tool window in the editor. You might have seen this in my earlier presentation, but if you right-click, in 2008, this used to be called Tab Document. It used to be Talk, Tab, Document. And it was very hard to verb Tab Document, like Tab Documented, your Tab Documenting. So at least now they say Talk as Tab Document. Now the accent's really coming out, Doc. All right, so now I can redock it. Tip number 53, all right. Multi-monitor support. You can take a file tab and you can drag it outside the file tab channel. Finally. So now, yes. This is awesome. All right, I've wanted this feature for forever. All right, so you can drag that theory to the secondary monitor. Tip number 53 or 54 is that it actually listens to Windows 7 keystroke commands. So Windows key left, docket left, up, maximizes right, and then down will restore. And tip number 55 is, I've seen a lot of people try to drag it back. You can put it back in the top file tab channel with the mouse, but the mouse is not exciting. We want keyboard shortcuts, or at least control double click, last movement with the mouse to get it back up there. All right, so tip number 56. How to reverse the order of file tabs. So there's like wars like, you know, VI versus Emacs, curly brace on the new line versus the same line. When we made the switch from 2003 to 2005, how the file tabs entered, the files would enter from the left instead of the right. That, yeah, it, we got some interesting emails. So, but now, tools options, document, environment documents, insert documents to the right of existing tabs. So now, when I go, what's up, verifications, it will open to the right. Finally, for those people that have been begging for that feature for forever. You know, I have my multi-monitor support, and they have their file tabs entering on the right. Tip number 57, customizing tool window X button. So again, just like we saw earlier in general, some people want the close button to affect the active tool window only, but if you want it to close everything that's associated there, you can check that button. And now let's get I need my properties back, and I'm going to get my class view back, so y'all can see this. Okay, you got it too here. I have that unchecked, so now, bam, both of them go away. But I don't like that, so we're going to pop back and get my Solution Explorer. So I know, it's like if you don't have the Solution Explorer open, it's like you're lost. All right, at least for me. All right, tip number 58. Okay, back to the Solution Explorer. Some tool windows, like property window, if you come here and you tab around, you can actually tab into the tab toolbar or into the toolbar here. But Solution Explorer, you can't. Some of them are, depends on when they were written. But this is an old school one, so you can actually tab into this guy. So what you can do is Shift-Alt with focus in the tool window. Shift-Alt. And now notice, if you can, the focus is up here. I don't think there's a keyboard shortcut. I don't know about Visual Studio. Tip number 60, how to enter the file window layout mode. All right, Visual Studio has four window layout modes. Right, what we're into right now, design. Then when you start to debug, you're in debugging. Then there's full screen mode, which we'll show right now, tip number 59, how to enter full screen mode. View, full screen mode, and bam. You're kind of like in the presentation mode, I guess you could say, of Visual Studio that gets everything out of this way. But you can actually customize the state. And let's say like if I'm wanting to show the Solution Explorer again, and I toggle back into full screen, notice that it sticks around. Well, there's a fourth one, and it's file mode. So if I go over here to trying to get there. Thank you, Windows. Trying to get the command prompt open. So let's say like I pop over to one of these files. I'm gonna. So let's say like I just do Devin main assembly and open it from the command line. Okay, we don't have a few minutes. But anyways, but this will actually open and we'll come back to this. So I'm going to say pass on this step and come back. But this will actually open it up in a different window layout. All right, tip number 61. Use the keyboard shortcuts to jump. Oh, there it goes. Come on, come on. All right, so now we're in a different window layout because notice that the Solution Explorer isn't there. All right. So if you do a, let's go to build. I just need something quick. Just run. Come on. Oh, start a project. Gotta love it. All right, different startup project. But you see that there's two panels here, two window or subpanes. What do we call them? Output window panes. If you want a keyboard shortcut to toggle between them, you can go into Tools Options, Keyboard, and it is called window.nextSubPane. And I have it already bound to Control Shift Alt T. So now if I'm here, I think it's actually global. So notice that I'm toggling now between build and default. I would say this is global if it's scoped. Nope, the scope is only to this tool window. All right, so tip number 62, you can drag drop toolbox general tab. So let's bring up the toolbox. General tab here. A lot of people, they're like, what is this doing? Why is it staring at me all the time? You can actually just take code, as you've seen many presenters do, and drag it out here. Another tip is that you can do it through a keyboard shortcut. So you can hit Control X to cut, and then let's say I go to Control Alt X to get to the toolbox. I'm in the general tab, Control V to paste it in. And if you want to get the code back, put the cursor where you want the code to go. Control Alt X, jump to the toolbox and hit enter, and bam, there's the code. And then control KD because you're going to get back. All right, so make it all pretty. Tip number 63, how to use control arrow to move among the toolbox tabs. Let's jump to something that will have a bunch of toolbox tabs. So this designer here. So let's say you got a bunch of these guys and you want to jump down, it's control arrow key will actually jump up and down for you. But again, like I showed you, you can have type ahead selection, so probably not that interesting. But something that a lot of people didn't see, I thought this was cool, because it's just kind of like in your face and you never think about unchecking it, you can actually just get an icon view. So that's tip number 64, how to switch between list view and icon view. Tip number 65, you can show all toolbox controls. So a lot of people, like, they'll install toolbox components, and then they're like, I don't see it. What happened to it? Did it not install correctly? So if you ever run into that state, you can right-click and say show all, and this will show you the world of everything that Visual Studio can find. And so and then you can enjoy. But I recommend, yeah, but only for debugging purposes if you want to see if something really got added. But this will always show you what's context-aware or what's available. All right, tip number 66, how to show custom tokens in the task list. So say you don't want to use bookmarks, you actually want your own. So I'll bump over to this guy. All right, and we don't need him, or you. So, and you know where, tools options. I'm going to get y'all to say it with me at some point. All right, so let's say you have like to-do, hack, undone, blah, 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 but yeah, I can actually create my own. And I can add it, OK. And so now, inside joke from the tip of the day series. And now when I go to view task list, I see go Sarah go under comments. By default, you usually see user task, and you can add a user task, like blah, blah, blah. But you could also do comments from here. So a lot of times people are like, hey, where happened to, I don't see my custom token. Make sure you have comments selected. All right, so tip number 67, how to find what development settings you last reset to. All right, so a little bit of history. In 2002, we put all the individual IDEs, put it together in one big shell called Visual Studio 2000.NET 2002 and Visual Studio 2000.NET 2003. But it was kind of like this war of like which settings are going to win for which users. You got the VB users, C# users, web developers, blah, blah, blah. So in 2005, we had the tools import-export settings so that on first launch, you are forced to pick a development setting. From here, but a lot of times you might want to know, hey, I don't remember what settings file I'm in. I'm actually been doing all these demos in the general development settings, but if you ever want to know what you last reset to, you can go to, in the registry, which was already open, you can go to profile, because that used to be the code name for it. So I sometimes in my talks, I'll actually refer to it as profile, profile files. And here, the last reset settings file, and here you can see that yeah, I really did use the general settings. So if you ever want to get back to that first launch dialog, it's tools, import, export settings, and just do a reset all. Right. You can create a macro for your tools, import, export settings. So tip number 68, I wanted to actually take out, but I'll kind of go through a little bit because I don't want to change my font sizes on you. Under macros IDE, under already I have some macros here, module 1. I have this font size really small, so I'll just read it out. But there's dte.execute command to run the object model for Visual Studio, and you can pass in the command tools.import-export settings and use the parameter -import:, and then you give the the file name. So like a great use for this is to write a macro so that when you run Visual Studio, maybe you specify like which multi-monitor you want to, like if you have multi-monitors at home and only a single monitor at work, you can quickly toggle settings that way through the object model. But really for tip number 68, I wanted to show off the add reference dialog because I realized later I didn't put it in. By default, we opened up to the projects tab. And when you go to .NET, it will continue to load in the background so you no longer have to wait for it. So that was tip number 68 A and B. Tip number 69, how to open up a file without any UI. So I'm going to define UI as can use a tool window and can use a dialog. So just a little background is view command window. Where's my command window? So the Visual Studio command window runs Visual Studio commands like file.open file. And notice I'm even getting IntelliSense for it. So I press enter and you see that the dialog come up. So now if I can do file.open file, and let's say I want to open exceptions, I'm even getting IntelliSense for that. But I said I don't want to use UI. But before I do that, I want to also limit the number of keystrokes. So there's an alias command. So I'm going to alias fo to file.open file. And the status bar says, yes, you're good. And now, in the general development settings, and I know for a fact in C# key bindings are different, I can hit control/. And notice what it did. It brought me up to the find combo box. So even though the find combo box normally is, I hit control D and I'm back up there, but control/ will bring me up there and also insert the caret for me, just like you saw in the command window. So now I can do file.open file. So it runs Visual Studio commands. File open, and then I can do exception, hit enter, and I just open the file without any UI. Just typing. Tip number 70 is how to have more fun with the find combo box. So just like that trivia about the when does that bar appear over this bar, let's pop over to verifications again. So let's say I type in verify MSA objects. Now I'm going to press F9. Notice that it set a breakpoint at verify MSA objects. Why did it do that? Because F9 is bound to debug.toggleBreakpoint. And Visual Studio took whatever was in the find combo box. Notice that it didn't have the system caret. It just had it as if I was going to search on it. So Visual Studio took whatever was contents were in there and did debug.toggleBreakpoint verify MSA objects and set the breakpoint there. I don't think this is useful at all, but again, you can go and impress your coworkers tomorrow with your new profound knowledge. So we call that tip number 70. It's also, it can do everything except for make you coffee. And at one of the previous launch events, someone in front row says, maybe there's an extension for that. So who knows? Maybe we'll see. All right, tip number 71 is not how to show the start page on launch. So if the start page starts to get annoying after a while, It was a tools option. Let me just show you if you're not on 2010 yet. So here, this is where you want to select it, not to show the start page. And since I'm already here, for tip number 72, if you want to come right back to work where you left off the night before when you shut down, you want to do load last loaded solution. And you know they were having fun. What is that alliteration? Load last loaded solution. And that will open up the shell right back to the cursor where it was when you shut down. But if you want to get rid of the start page, then you can just say show empty environment. But fortunately, tip number 71, you can uncheck show page at startup. And now, or even close page after project load, and you will get rid of it. Tip number 73, how to use solution of folders. Believe this was in 2005. Yeah, 2005. There's something called add new solution folder, and it doesn't make too much sense here because it's only one project. But if you have multiple projects, you can actually drag and hide projects visually to you, so you can just concentrate on whatever project is at hand. It's just an easy way of organizing projects, and then just delete that guy because we don't need him anymore. Tip number 74 is how to create temp or throwaway projects in Tools Options. And under Projects and Solutions, there is Save New Projects When Created. This is checked by default, but I always keep it unchecked. The reason why is if you ever had the console application 53 phenomenon, where you have all these applications because you don't know which one you can delete or not delete, this checkbox is your friend. You will always get console application 1. So let's say like I create it. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to switch. You do some type of destructive action, or you need something like you're going to build or whatever where Visual Studio has to save to disk. Then it's going to prompt you, do you want to save or discard? And I don't care about this anymore. And the next time you start the shell, it actually will show you console application 1. I think in 2010, it's now saving to a temp location. Because in 2008, I could hit new project and only see console application 1. But for 2010, I think they're going to save it to the side. I don't know why, but just know that's your new best friend there. Tip number 75, if you've ever opened up a project and you're frustrated because it's like, yes, I know this project might be untrusted, you want to uncheck this checkbox. I don't, for the sake of time, I'm not going to trust a UNC share, so that's where that option is. Tip number 76, how to show the new miscellaneous project file. All right, let's do that child count again. So I want to get that guy back up. But notice, this guy's not like in my solution, and if I shut down and restart, this file is going to go away. So we want it to stick around. So environment, documents, show miscellaneous files in Solution Explorer, and we want to save, let's say, like 5 items in the miscellaneous project. So here it is, and now it's not going to participate in the build. It's just going to stick around in the miscellaneous file, so we don't have to hum and peck for it every time. Tip number 77 is Solution Explorer supports type ahead selection. So let's say like I'm wanting to type assembly info, ASS, notice that I jumped to assembly info. Tip number 78, how to add a solution to a solution. I thought this was cool. Let's say you want to add existing project. Instead of all project files, drop down and say solution file. And what is that going to do? You'll still always have one solution file, but it's going to take all the projects associated with that solution you're going to add, and it's going to add them to. And so you don't have to do manually every single project just to add a solution. All right, tip number 80. All right, tip number 79. Some people want, like when I click assembly info, they want this to be shown, or accessible object, they want that to be shown. But some people just like Solution Explorer, leave me alone. So you can go to Project and Solution General and say track active item in Solution Explorer. And if you uncheck that, now when I click app.config, notice that it's not selected. But I prefer that behavior, and so it's going to get back. There we go. All right, tip number 80. You can use trace points to log items. So this is new for 2008. Let's see. I want to do the mouse. So here I have this little cool tool that you haven't seen yet, but about to, where I draw a rectangle over every window object that I find. But I want to print out the XY coordinates. I don't want to do a printf statement because, heaven forbid, I check that in the build. My coworkers would tease me. I'm going to right-click and say breakpoint and search trace points. And it even gets some cool UI to help me out here. So I'm going to do x, y, continue execution. And now notice that instead of a circle, it is a diamond. Not like you can see from back there, but it's actually a diamond. And now when I run, if I haven't messed up this application, and now when I move the crosshairs over and over, let's capture some items, and I jump over to the output window, notice that trace points. So I don't have to worry about checking that in. All right, tip number 81, data tips. See, accessible object, verifications. Let's go to the... What did I do without this feature? Method. Oh, this guy. Yeah. Now I put it here. So now that I hit here, I can notice that there's this like little glorified tooltip. I call it a tooltip on steroids. Like you can actually come in here and add, a lot of people don't know that you can actually edit the values. And here I've made a commit, and now the value of the child count is 55, as also indicated in red in the autos window. So that's tip number 81. You can edit a data tip. Tip number 82. It's new for Visual Studio. That you can, come back here. Not only can you pin the guy down here, but you also drag it down and leave a comment, hey, dev, I think there's a bug here. And now, so that's tip number 82, how you can leave a comment. So if I stop, and because it's pinned, oh, I pinned it up there. Notice that, so another free tip, if I hover over, it says value from last debug session. Oh, I shouldn't have made that in tip. All right, but anyways, but the cool part is debug. You can export those data tips, and I can put it into a file, put it into my downloads, and say for dev to check. Save it. So now I'm going to unclear it, clear it all, tools, debug, come on, import data tip. Click it here, open, and there it is. But of course, let's pretend like I'm on a different box. I'm the dev. Hey, dev, you know, I think there's a bug here. I love testing. It is the ultimate. You broke it, and I'm telling. So now when I rerun, I'll have my data tips as a developer. All right, so that was tip number 83, how to export data tips as well. Tip number 84, and then here, yeah, you see that it worked. Tip number 84 is breakpoints. So let's get back to, let's put some breakpoints here, here, and here. So when I was doing the tip of the day series, one of the common things was, hey, Sarah, I want, is there a way to name my breakpoints? And there's, come on, Visual Studio, you listen to me. Now there is. You can right-click in 2010 and say Edit Labels and say, this is for the dev to investigate. We'll say Edit Label, yes, also for the dev. And now for this one, we're going to say Edit Label, and this is for me, my alias at work. And so now I can also, tip number 85, I can export that to Breakpoints to Investigate, save, yes, that's cool. I'm going to Control A, select all that, delete, select the breakpoints, and now come over here, import, and as the dev, I can get it and also get any notes. So data tips and breakpoints, you can finally export and import. Tip number 86. Let's pop over here where I have multiple projects. Tip number 86. You might have already seen me. I hit F5 and the wrong thing built. There's a way to say whatever file is open, that it should automatically, its associated project should automatically be the startup project. So if you go to Tools, Options, you know, Project and Solution, on the Build and Run, there's this, for new solutions, use a currently selected project as a startup project. Well, that means, what's for new solutions? That means it's not going to work here because this is already a created solution. But the next time I create a solution and add multiple projects, then it's going to track whatever file is open. That's going to be the startup project. I don't know why that you have to create it afterwards. I try to hunt down an answer, but I need a blog what the answer is. All right. home stretch. Tip number 87 came out in 2008, but another guitar is showing it off. Come on. Oh, what can we do here? Let's clear all these guys. Let's say you're typing along, and I'm like, I know I want to type in button something, button what? I forget, it's underneath the statement completion. Hold down control key, it becomes transparent. All right, so that's tip number 87. Tip number 88, let's say like you do a rename, like come up here. Oh, let me just get back to a clean slate. All right, let's say I want to rename this to verify MSAA objects 2. And then you see people try to hunt and peck for that little smart tag to drop it down and all. You don't have to do that anymore. Control dot is a key binding also for 2008. It's, if you go to tools options, environment, keyboard, and you look it up, it's got its control, shift, something or other. But that's too much. Control dot is also bound to it. It's just second in the list. So that's why people don't see it. But control dot, enter, and that would do the rename. But I want to leave it alone. All right, tip number 89, shortcut to go directly to the class view. For people who love class view, to do searching, there is a keyboard shortcut that will jump you straight into here. So if we pop over to environment, keyboard, and it is called, oh, another verification, variant of this tip is that if you just do view, go to, it would actually do substring matching as well. And here I see it's control K, control V, view dot class view, go to search combo. And so control K, V. And bam, I'm in class view and I can search for, I don't know, mouse or something like that. So, and yeah, come on, let's go. But anyways, tip number 90 with 5 minutes to go. How to bring up the code definition window in C#? That's bring up let's go to this guy. So if we go to view, code definition window, if you've ever seen the code definition window, by default, so if you select, let's say like I select, that doesn't help, it's its own self. Let's get node. It takes a few seconds for it to come up. But instead of trying to hunt down, like, oh, next. That's like, instead of trying to hunt down, okay, what thingy is next, or where does it live? It will actually show you in a different pane. So instead of having to, like, go back and forth, or do, like, find all references or whatever, you can just select it, and it will show you down here. Next is tip number 91, how to bring up the call hierarchy dialog. So view call hierarchy. And it shows nothing by default, but let's say like I grab this node, and I say view call hierarchy. I will see calls to node and calls from node. And here we can see where node was called. Tip number 92, how to use devn slash node splash to maybe speed up launch. So devn slash node splash is a splash screen. So some people say that if you do node splash, it will launch Visual Studio a little bit faster, but of course, because I'm doing a demo, it's going to show that dialogue. But anyways, but notice that it wasn't a splash screen, so it might actually save you maybe a second or so. Tip number 93, you can create project item and templates. So let's just do, we're going to do a template here. File export template. No, leave that alone. Come on, file. It did it to me before. Sure, yes, I want you to save because I want your wizard. All right, I'm going to do an item template. Click next. Sure, whatever. Yes, include the system. Thank you for the warning. Exception watch window, that's cool. And then it saves my template here so that the next time I go to add a new item. Install templates. Where are you? Oh, you gotta be kidding me. It's not showing it. But normally, because it's a solution item. One more time, once more of a feeling. Add new item. Exception watch window. All right. Tip number 94. New project from existing. File new project. Project from existing code. And you get this cool little wizard and blah, 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 project name, whatever. But yeah, you could do that. I've done enough tips, but that's how you get there. Select the edit project file within IDE. So you can take here, you can go unload project, edit project, blah, 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 make changes, come back here, save it, reload project, and okay, fine, close, whatever. And you gotta be kidding me. Reload project, and bam. Tip number 96, XML Visualizer. We are going to do this, people. F5. Da, da, da. Yeah, and then as it comes up, okay, button, it should have a breakpoint already installed. You hear the sender. It's annoying to see all this XAML, but let's make it pretty. Here's the visualizer. All right, cool. Yeah, awesome. All right, next is number 97. Good, come on. Exception window. Where's my exception thingy? So let's start a project, and guess what? It's going to throw an exception. Imagine that. And here in the watch window, if you do $exception, it will show you whatever exception that it caught. All right. Tip number 98. If you ever wanted to disable, let's comment that guy out, the exception assistant. Tools options debugging. Assistant. You get the old school behavior back, or nothing at all. Tip number 99, how to use historical debugging with IntelliTrace. All right, come on, come on, come on, come on. Look, I have a DVR now, and I can go back in time. Isn't that great? And now, also, you can open up the IntelliTrace General Advanced. As long as that second radio button is open, I'm going to open up this guy. And I'm going to open up an IntelliTrace file, and we'll try the second one. And in the interest of time, finally, yeah, and then here we can go back, and then I'm the dev, and I can go into the test case, and bam, look, I'm already switched to calls view, I'm in the call. So the tip number 101, you can get the tools, extension manager, and you can see all the new extensions because it's a new editor, and here I have the Visual Studio tip of the day in the start page already open, and view, start, tools, options, start page, that, start page, and show. And show the tip of the day start page extension. And now you can get your Visual Studio. Thank you. And show in the Visual Studio start page the tip of the day. But I got two extra tips in that whole thing. So in the 3 minutes left of recording, thank you all so much. And I'm sure they're going to have to edit out at the end, but man, we were so close. So thank you for humoring me. And again, if you want to see those slides again, I am so out of breath. I'm almost shaking. Tips, house rules, and there it is. VS 2010, best tips. All right, let me old school this. Let me do Notepad view. Format word wrap, no, I want font, I'm going to crank up the font. Now I'm going to be talking to myself in the next 3 days. That's a tiny URL, whack. VS 2010 best tips. And you can follow the Visual Studio 2010 tip of the day with Zane, he's at blogs. Whack, Zane, and IB. So he's doing the tip of the day, and it's generating the content on the start page. So anyways, because I was demoing the tip and gave you extras, you all get free copies, signed copies of my book. So please, they're already signed for those who have to go, but if you want it personalized, I'll be at the table right there. But before, I'm going to call that a wrap, and we're going to do the please don't leave that. We got all these prizes to give away, and we're gonna. With that, I'm gonna ask you to send your, move your, bring your evaluations to the center, and Bruno and I will collect. Well, I'll try to get my breath back. So close.